No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Tuesday, February 28th, 2017. I'm David Brown. So glad you're spending a bit of your Texas time with us today. I didn't mean to, it just happened. Ever heard that one? Since the dawn of parenting, no doubt, the question of intention has been central to determining whether something Johnny or Jane might have done is worthy of correction and how severe any punishment should be. Everyone understands this concept, even judges in courtrooms. While not meaning to break the law is usually no defense per se, when it comes to determining whether a law itself is unjust, intention can mean everything. Think about this for a moment. When Texas passed a voter ID law back in 2011, there were howls from those who saw the rules as an intentional attempt to block minority access to the polls. The Department of Justice under President Obama agreed and sued the state in 2013. At the heart of its claim was that Texas set out to curb minority voting power. The state countered, saying there was no such intent here, didn't mean to do it. If minorities are more affected, well, that's not an intended effect. It's not racial discrimination. The Justice Department wasn't buying it. Well, until now. The DOJ and its attorneys have gone back to court telling the judge in the case they no longer believe Texas intended to discriminate. What's been at the very heart of the Justice Department's case against the voter ID law. Rick Hassan has been watching this case unfold. He's professor of law at the University of California, Irvine. Professor, welcome to Texas Standard.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Let's start with yesterday's move by the DOJ. What's changed that would prompt such a turnabout in the Department of Justice's approach here?
Well, it's very simple. It is the change in administrations. The Department of Justice is now headed by Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions and President Trump have different views on questions of voting rights. So it is really unsurprising that DOJ is taking a different tack here. It doesn't mean that the case is over by any means. And there are private plaintiffs, voting rights groups that are still pushing the intentional discrimination case. So the case will go forward, but the DOJ's change is notable and probably a sign of things to come.
So as we speak, a federal judge is hearing arguments on whether state lawmakers knowingly discriminated against minority voters. What I hear you saying is that that's not a moot question, even though the Department of Justice has pulled out because we have other plaintiffs here.
That's right. There are really two main issues in the case at this point. One is whether or not the law had a racially discriminatory effect. The trial court already found that it did. The case went all the way up to the Fifth Circuit, and the entire Fifth Circuit, sitting en banc, agreed. And so the case is back before the trial court.
But why isn't that the end of it? If it has a discriminatory impact, why isn't that in itself sufficient to knock it down?
Well, so what the Fifth Circuit said in sending the case back to the trial court was that if all you find is discriminatory effect, then you need to come up with some kind of remedy that preserves the voter ID law, but creates some kind of safety valve. For example, we saw the temporary safety valve of these affidavits that were available during the last election season, and there has to be some kind of permanent remedy. If, however, the trial court finds that there is intentional racial discrimination, then that has two bigger consequences. First, it could be a basis to throw out the entire law. Second, it could be the basis for a determination under a different part of the Voting Rights Act, Section 3, which would allow the court to put Texas back under preclearance, the system that was in place before the Supreme Court's 2013 decision in Shelby County versus Holder, where every voting change that the state made had to be approved by either the Department of Justice or by a three-judge court.
Yeah, I recall that, because of historic patterns of discrimination, right?
That's right. So there were a number of states, including Texas, that had to get this kind of permission. The Supreme Court said that picking out which states were covered used an old, outdated formula, and so therefore that preclearance regime couldn't go forward. But they left in place the part of the Voting Rights Act that lets courts, on a jurisdiction-by-jurisdiction basis, bail them back into coverage. And that would happen potentially only on defining of intentional racial discrimination. So for two reasons, the intentional discrimination issue still matters very much in this case.
I'm sort of wondering, and we're almost out of time, but right now state lawmakers are trying to figure out a way to have a kind of voter ID scheme that would somehow or another thread the needle so that it was clear that there wasn't discriminatory intent. Is that even doable? Is it conceivable? And is that something that Texas might do as you see this thing unfolding?
Well, this was DOJ's reason for saying that they were going to withdraw their claim in this case. They want to give Texas a chance to fix the law. It's not clear that even if they do come up with a fix, that that would get rid of the finding of discriminatory intent. It still could be the basis for putting Texas back under preclearance. But certainly, this is a moving target. It's been going on for many years. And I expect whatever the trial court does is going to go back up to the Fifth Circuit and potentially end up at the state Supreme Court.
Rick Hassan, professor of law at the University of California, Irvine. Thanks so much for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you.